This is an incoming transmission from the Jersey Shore.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, powered by McLean Advisory Group. Today, you'll hear some of the most important financial information and wealth-building techniques available anywhere.
Let's get this party started, huh?
Do you have a question for Scott and the team?
Am I on the air?
609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646.
We'll get that information to them by radio.
Now, Financial Insanity with Scott McLean.
You could say it's been, well, a disruptive few years. You got the pandemic, surging inflation, volatility, tax increases on the horizon. What can you do to protect your retirement savings? Scott McLean with us as always. Financial Insanity. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we're going to go over some tips to help protect your retirement savings. But before we do that, September is Life Insurance Awareness Month. So Scott, we got to talk about it. How can life insurance play a part in that overall retirement strategy?
It could play a great part for some people out there that have life insurance and maybe you're disabled. What does that mean? Well, if you're disabled, we've met several people for the first time. We went over their portfolios. Then we asked about life insurance. We found out several people had life insurance, but they were also disabled. And we were able to find out they had a special clause in their life insurance policy that actually would pay the premium for the rest of their life. And then we had other people that were veterans, and they qualified for the aid and attendance pension benefit. They also qualified for the benefits for Camp Lejeune, which we've been saying for years, and finally you're seeing it on TV. I guess the lawyers are now cranking up their wallet, making money. And of course, you have Agent Orange, Water, Blue Water. There's so many benefits, but when it comes to life insurance, it is a great tool for those who are disabled. Now, what if you're not disabled? For those people who are planning their retirement, it could be a tool for those people that are in or nearing retirement that could probably leverage into perhaps using life insurance, getting a higher pension benefit, and taking the option number one, the maximum benefit, then leaving money to the spouse or to the children to give them a tax-free amount. Now, by the way, you don't want to do this by yourself. You need some guidance because people usually buy the wrong amount of coverage. Then, of course, there's life insurance out there that right now, Alex, that that could be used for another benefit called long-term care. So in the event they have life insurance, there's some contracts out there. Whether you live, die, or become disabled, it pays out. For example, you buy this contract, and if you become disabled, you can pull out up to 60, 70% of the death benefit. Let's say it's $500,000. And you can use it for long-term care. And then when you pass away, the remaining balance goes to family, all tax-free. So again, life insurance is a lost art in our world. And you think about it, heck, many households just get rid of it. They think they have enough money, but it could be a good way, finally, lastly, to reduce taxes. That's right, reduce taxes. So you could actually leverage some of your IRA money, get some insurance, life insurance, the right kind. And when you call it, they call it the book, Matt Zagula's book called Smart Retirement. And if people would like to get a copy, I'd love to give them a copy. No cost, no obligation. Matt Zagula's got a book, his Forbes book. It's called Smart Retirement. Great book. If the people want to get it, they're welcome to get it. No cost, no obligation. Just give our studios a call, 609-488-4646. This is not a plug, Alex, for people to buy it. I'd like to give it away. For those people, give our studios a call, 609-488-4646. It is a tremendous tool for those people. Maybe you should have life insurance. You shouldn't. That's why you want to give me a call off the air. I can probably guide you through it. Or come in and we'll talk and see if I can benefit you on some nice ideas. Not sell you, but to educate you. This is where you really need to get involved by learning how to help. So that's a long answer for your question, but life insurance is a great, great tool.
And if you have questions about life insurance, that number, 609-488-4646. So Scott, as you know, a lot of economic factors putting pressure on us right now. Inflation, volatility, higher taxes on the horizon. Are there some ways that we can protect our retirement savings?
There are many different ways. What I'm learning is when you diversify your portfolio, everybody says the word diversify. Well, what does that mean? Should people be in commodities? And what I mean by that, when they diversify, when you look at your portfolio, I've noticed a lot of times people have mutual funds or what about energies, grains, food, metals, currencies? Are people investing in those areas? And then you have a short-term range, maybe a three-year duration period of what kind of exposure should be there? And then you have the global markets. Global markets, we're thinking you diversify, would be like fixed income. How about currency? We've just seen the European market was almost $1.60 to $1 US, and now it's par. It's dollar for dollar. And so it's a very good time to go overseas and travel. But again, diversifying your travel, well, diversifying your portfolio. And then you look at the stock indices. A lot of different stocks out there. The question is, are we in a recession? Are we heading in recession? Depending what, if you're a Democrat, maybe we're not in recession. A Republican, we are in recession. Well, let me just make it real clear. My wallet says we're in recession. How about that? And so rather than pick on either side and to lose you people listening to me, the audience, I don't want to lose you. I want to gain your trust by understanding what the heck should you do. There are some tools out there that are safe. I mean, I've seen, here it is, the year 2022, and I've seen some fixed vehicles like CDs, certificate of deposit. They're paying barely maybe 2.25%. When there's other fixed instruments out there for 2, 3, 4 years, paying about a 4% guaranteed fixed bucket at this time. Here it is, September 2022. As interest rates continue to go up, we're having an inverse yield curve. This is very, very, very concerning to me. So if you're not allocating your money, if your advisor is not paying attention to where you're at, you might want to give our studios a call. Give us a call off the air, 609-488-4646, and say, Scott, here's where I'm at. What's going on? I mean, should we be buying gold? Should we be buying silver? What do we go in? Should we look at some currencies? This is really a strategy when we talk about allocating your money. It's not just a simple, hey, I allocated your account. In many advisors, I call it the disease of ease. They check off a couple boxes on your 401k, 403b, and then they say you're fine, you're good. But are you? This is where you really need to get with your advisor and just sit down and have a really come to Jesus meeting, I call it, a really heart to heart. What if the market continues to drop? How will you feel? This is why people give us a call all the time. So again, for those people out there that are concerned, you want to find out really where your exposure is in the market. And hopefully you're not stuck in bond funds versus individual bonds where people are totally unaware. And this is what's happening.
That is Scott McLean, McLean Advisory Group, 609-488-4646. Also the website, 609-488-4646.com. Financial insanity, out of the box thinking for your financial sanity, talking about how to protect your money in retirement. Make sure, obviously, it lasts for you. And some things we don't want to overlook: healthcare costs and taxes. A couple of things we have to discuss.
For sure. Healthcare and taxes, they're always going up.
That's true.
They're always going up. And our health is always, I think, when you go into retirement, the bottom line is probably get to the gym on a consistent basis. We got to keep ourselves in shape. That's the first thing that goes. It's so easy, the lackadaisical, relaxing, not working out, getting some sun. Obviously, the older people want to get out and take a run. That's why Florida is the gangbusters of the year, and you want to enjoy the beautiful weather. Well, people aren't keeping themselves in shape. That's going to be a problem. So taxes and healthcare is on the rise.
Yeah, definitely things you have to think about. And if you have questions about what maybe you're not thinking about, or maybe you've thought about it, you've sat down with somebody and you need another look at it, then by all means, you can reach the studio lines here to get a hold of Scott. And that number, 609-488-4646. 406-609-488-4646. A little bit heavy as always, Scott. How about a joke? Scott, here's a dad joke for you. Why did the coach go to the bank?
Why did the coach go to the bank? I don't know why.
To get his quarterback.
There you go.
I love it.
I knew you'd appreciate that. Obviously, that's why you went. Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance?
Oh, I think he had no body. Oh, of course. He had no body to go with. Oh, I should have known that one. As a dad, I'm mad that I didn't know that one right away.
That's all right.
That one is great.
For those of you guys out there, you can use it. The kids will roll their eyes.
Yep.
They'll be sick of you. It's just life.
Yep. And here's one more fun fact before I want you to take us into the next segment, Scott. But 1969, this week in history, 1969, I thought this was interesting. The first ATM to be installed in America starts dispensing cash at Chemical Bank in New York City. So first ATM at Chemical Bank. I don't know that branch, but Chemical Bank.
Really?
In New York City. 1969. That was the first time.
Wow. And that was, of course... Was that 6 weeks after landing on the moon?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, 1969, quite the year. It seems like a lot happened. I think that's when you could start registering companies as well, I believe.
Really?
1969. It seems like a lot of companies say they began in 1969. I don't know.
By the way, that was in India, 1987.
When what?
Mumbai, first ATM.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, the HSBC Bank in Mumbai, India was... following the 10 years, so 1,500 ATMs opened up. So, yeah, there was it was amazing that take. And I remember doing insurance, life insurance, speaking about life insurance, when they used to do a thing called automatic debit from your account. So you'd go around, you'd sell people a life insurance policy. The monthly premium, let's say, is $100 a month. And you'd ask them to sign this form. It would automatically grab it from their checking account. I remember doing this many. Yeah, I got in the business in 1982, licensed in 83. And Alex, many people remember this listening right now, that you are scared to have someone grab money from your account. And what are we talking about these days? Bitcoin. You don't even have the money.
Yeah.
So what times have really changed in just a short period of time in my mind?
That is for sure. And Scott, real quickly, give people some information. If they want to get a hold of you today, if they have questions about anything we're talking about, how could they reach out?
So McLean Advisory is right across the street from a place called ShopRite. And if you'd like to give our studios a call, we actually do the studios right in our office. Come by and see it, 609-488-4646, right here in lovely Ware Town. This is all we do. It's focus on monies and your assets and your taxes and, of course, your legal matters. 609-488-4646. McLean Advisory, now going on our 41st year, Alex.
That is impressive. Congratulations with that, Scott. 41 more.
Thank you.
Let's do it.
41 more to go.
Let's do it, baby. To get answers to your questions, 609-488-4646. More Financial Insanity with Scott McLean coming up.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
News, tips, the financial tricks, all right here.
You actually have to sell shares of stock. The S's. You have to sell shares of stock.
Or by the seashore.
It's right, at the seashore, yeah. You have to sell a lot more shares of stock if the market's going down.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, powered by McLean Advisory Group.
No surprise, inflation emerging as a top concern for people preparing for retirement. CNBC saying 71% of retirement age investors worried inflation could have a negative impact on their savings. It's a fair and real concern. What do you think about it, Scott?
Reagan, 1980. Inflation is as violent as a mugger and frightening as an armed robber and as deadly as a hitman. I'll never forget that statement. Frankly, when I put it in my book, it's trap number three on the three blind mice. You know, in inflation, we've just came out of a period of time when you're coming out of a period of time with low inflation. Money is flowing like the streams in the Hudson River. And it's almost amazing that now people, when you think about inflation, at first they don't feel it. It comes on very silently. And then, like a time bomb, it blows up. And we've seen that time and time again. I remember buying gas at the gas station. Many of you listening right now, and I'm your age, probably you're like maybe a little bit older. The odd even days. Remember that? I remember having, because my bad habit was water skiing, having to take the license plate off of a friend's car, stick it on their car just to go water skiing. I know that's probably wrong. I just had to make it happen. But inflation's like a thief in the night, and it shows up. And when it shows up, it could be totally, totally disastrous. I can't imagine people today on a fixed income, whether in retirement, and now they have to go buy some eggs. Instead of buying a dozen eggs, maybe they buy a half a dozen, or maybe they have to split meals. I feel it. I see it. I just feel for people. And man, if their investments are on the wrong spot, this could be a nightmare, especially if the stock market is dropping and inflation's going up. You're getting a double whammy. I call it the Muhammad Ali left-right hook. And I think that's important. So, Alex, I'm not sure if you've ever studied Economics 101. I mean, heck, that class will put you to sleep faster than the strongest sleeping pills. But I think inflation, really, however, causes the biggest distortion. And why is it? The printing of money. They kept printing, and everybody loves those checks, don't we? That free money. Well, free is now coming at a cost. Inflation. It's a deadly silent killer, the thief in the night.
You know, pandemic has had an effect on how people are preparing for retirement, how they think about it. And we had a poll here we looked at, personal capital poll conducted by Qualtrics. And it said 1/3 of the respondents there say the pandemic's convinced them that they'll need a larger nest egg for retirement. 36% saying the pandemic has lowered their anticipated standard of living. Are you seeing similar trends with people you're working with?
I am, especially for clients that we have. Luckily, we've been speaking about it. Doesn't mean we have the know-all, end-all answer. The question is we have to take maneuvers in the portfolio, perhaps shifting from the G, the growth investments, to the I, the income, living off the dividends and interest. Obviously, as the nest egg starts to dwindle, people are getting really, really nervous. And I did a workshop, Alex, just the last week, I think it was on a Thursday night. And I said, let's just flip the roles right now. You are the financial advisor. I'm your client. The stock market ate $100,000 of my money. In other words, the market went down. I lost $100,000. Do you want to call me? This is where I think in the financial industry, a lot of people are not calling their people. They're tucking their tail and hiding. And this is a time not to be really relaxed and tuck your head in the sand, because nothing else is exposed but your vitals. You got to be on the alert. And just today, meeting with the lovely client and his wife, beautiful people, and their advisor never called them in the past couple of years, maybe once a year. I'm not really educating. They said, we don't even know what we have. I think this is important. Now, when you throw inflation in the picture, mathematically, this could be totally disastrous. So again, really, really paying attention to what they have. And I think what's important, Alex, is this is not the time to set back when inflation is rampant. Heck, it's easier to print money than ever, which the government's doing, which they were, rather than issuing bonds, paying off debt. They just print money. I think what's happening, you're going to start seeing credit card debt escalate. You're going to see more violence, which unfortunately I don't want to talk about, but it could be getting worse. People are just want to cover their family. Inflation is a very, very, very disastrous, as I say in the beginning, a thief in the night, and people should be concerned about it. Pay attention to it and watch their money. Don't just go out and blow it.
If you have concerns, you have questions about inflation, anything else, you can call Scott. That number, 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. Now, people, if they're worried, they think they might need a bigger nest egg, whether it's the pandemic, inflation, whatever it is, it's got them thinking about it. What's the first step to really analyze and look at and see how am I doing?
Two areas. When you're looking at your portfolio, if you're out there right now, and give you some homework to look at, because regardless of what, inflation really causes distortions in your financial plan. And when you think about it, look at two areas. Number one, look at the bottom right-hand side of your portfolio. What's it at? Just today, I was looking at a portfolio of a client, and my goodness, it was, he came in and him and his lovely lady, and the account's down almost $50,000. I said, when the advisor called you, what did they say? Well, they haven't called me yet. I said, well, it's been now several months. Have they called you in the past half a year? No, they haven't. So number one, pay attention to what the number is. On a quarterly basis, don't be over panicking, but if they're not calling you, get somebody there. Number two, look at the amount of units you have. So if you've got dividends to reinvest, you're building up more shares of stock. This could be a great thing. Maybe for people who want more income, maybe they turn on the dividends and don't touch the principal. In other words, don't touch the basis, the shares of stock. Just turn on the dividends to maybe help the inflation not be as challenging. For example, if I'm getting, let's say, a 5% dividend from a lovely preferred or maybe REIT, BDC, MLP, some type of investment, and I'm getting that dividend, rather than reinvest it, maybe take it out now. Maybe some of you out, so you need a little extra money, you're afraid to burn down your account because you've seen your account values drop in a stock market that's dropping perhaps. Well, just turn on the dividends. And if you don't have a dividend portfolio, Alex, the two things to look for, as you just asked me, number one, look at the account values. And number two, are we getting more shares of stock? If you are, maybe turn off the dividend to reinvest and take out the dividends. But this is really, really another way to help kind of fight for inflation or fight it off the best we can. And I think this is really, really important for those of us that are worried about your portfolio dropping.
And Scott, we can't predict the future. That's just how it is. And the pandemic, inflation, I mean, only thing we can predict is that things are going to be unpredictable. And it's a little uncomfortable because people want to know what's coming next. But really, Scott, it's just important to know that there's going to be things coming your way. Maybe it's in your personal life. Maybe it's global. Who knows? But there are going to be things that happen that maybe make things more difficult, or at least are challenges that you didn't foresee. And so it is important, though, to have people in your corner that know what they're doing, been through this before. And it's just the kind of thing that you don't want to assume anything. These are important decisions, and there's a lot to consider.
There's a lot going on right now. There's no doubt there's a lot to consider. I mean, you buy a bottle of wine, it's $100 bottle of wine, and the cheese costs $5. Pretty soon you can't have the cheese. And then the wine goes up to $105, $105. Well, your money's being eroding with inflation. So again, like you say, we can see it. If anybody can't see it, they've got blinders on, and that needs to be really, really discussed.
And Scott, how can people get a hold of you? They have questions. I know you're somebody who can be a resource for folks.
They're free to give our studios a call anytime. Bonnie, Sally, Patty, George, they can make sure they get a hold of somebody here. You've got a great staff. But if you've got questions, I'm sure we have answers for you, or try to do our best. 609-488-4646. Really easy phone number. We have it. By the way, that's our website, 609-488-4646. If you put .com, you'll go right to our website. That could be helpful for people. If they want to take a look at our firm, maybe you're new in the area, maybe you just moved down. The pandemic you brought up a little earlier in the show, People were moving out of North Jersey, out of Philadelphia, out of New York, and coming down to the beautiful, beautiful Jersey Shore right down here in our backyard, the Long Beach Island, and of course, a beautiful area. 609-488-46. I'd love to help you.
Workshops, educational opportunities. If I'm somebody, I hear you talking about holding these. How could I look at that calendar or get involved if I wanted to attend one of those?
Well, that's amazing. Aseda, as our website is up there at our phone numbers I mentioned, 609-488-4646. But it goes right to our website. And we do hold several different workshops. And they should be placed there. Or perhaps the best person, if you want to know the most upcoming workshop, whether it's a whatever education workshop we're doing, whether it's a Zoom, which I don't like. I'd love to see people's beautiful smiling faces.
Of course.
Or you can actually come to our workshops, live workshops. You want to ask for Bonnie. Bonnie is helping me out. She handles all the client relationships, our meetings. Whether it's a one-on-one or in a group session, I think people love to come out, sit down, understand whether it's a wine and cheese party we have at our office we used to have before pre-COVID, or maybe we just have it at the library. You can check our website out for the events. And if they're not on there on the events, you just simply get in touch with Bonnie at our office.
Easily accessible. And Bonnie, a great resource for you and great person there to lead you in the right direction if you need the extra assistance as you kind of start navigating there. We're talking about educating people and answering questions, but another thing that's important, Scott, and you mentioned, is getting that maybe second or third opinion also. So maybe you have a current advisor, somebody that you're working with, but just getting some different eyes and ears on a situation can be helpful.
It would. I think one thing is, you know, you don't know what you don't know, which in my book I talked about in The Three Blind Mice, and I'd love to get that in anybody's hands. They pop by their office. But I think what I found is, I guarantee if you had a stomach ache, which a client of ours did have, and they kept putting it off, and doctor said, take this medication, 6 months later, they've got cancer throughout their entire body because they didn't get a second opinion, but it was the same problem. Well, I'm not saying that I want anybody to have cancer. That's how both my parents passed away. But financial cancer can be as disastrous as ever when you can't afford things and you have to lifestyle changes. I think this is why it's critical to get a second, maybe a third opinion. This is why I think anybody, Alex, anybody that comes into a financial advisor's office and does business for the first time right off the bat, or goes to the bank and does business, take the money. I think I call it down in Southern language, double dumb. It'd be like Colonel Sanders babysitting your pet chicken because, frankly, you need to understand everything that's going on. And if they take more time focusing on getting your money, not focusing on the full person, on holistically, not simplistically, you're in trouble. So you definitely need a second or third opinion. I can tell you that's critical, whether it's financial or health or anything. I think it's really important.
To get answers to your questions, 609-488-4646. More Financial Insanity with Scott McLean coming up.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
Why doesn't Sherlock Holmes pay a lot in taxes? Because he makes brilliant deductions. Welcome back to Financial Insanity, brought to you by McLean Advisory Group.
Two out of three men underestimate life expectancy of the average 65-year-old man. Half of women underestimate the life expectancy of the average 65-year-old woman. Might not seem like a huge deal if you can't get a trivia question right on life expectancy, but can mean a big problem when you start to factor in the dollars, Scott.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking about life expectancy before COVID was 78 years, 78, 70, 79 years old. And current expectancy, I think it was 2021, was 72, almost 73. And so if you go back a time, this Adam and Eve deal, I think the curse was women are going to outlive men usually. I don't know if that's part of the Bible or not, but I do know is life expectancy. We're living a little bit longer than we used to. And when you live a little bit longer, you want to make sure you don't run out of money before you run out of life. And that's a big, big concern.
Scott, what's really the impact here? We underestimate our lifespan. Why can that be such a big deal?
In my family, versus other families, I like to find out how, which isn't a real science, but in my family, the grandpa, grandma died at 84 and 86. My mom and dad passed away at 74 and 75. But of course, in those generations, they smoke a lot and they drank a lot. So I tried to stay away from that. I love life. Of course, we don't know how long we're going to live. When you tier that up with your investments, they call it the rule of four, how long will your money last? You figure $100,000 at 4%, $4,000 a year. You look at numbers and pensions, pension options. I like to tie that in to life expectancy. Example, a husband and wife, they both get Social Security. But what if one passes away? Well, they get the higher of the two, but there's a big piece that just got lost in their budget, life expectancy. Does that mean you got to move in with your kids? Or maybe your kids move in with you? Life expectancy. So this needs to be put in the calculations of financial planning, especially when you're choosing your pension options. I don't know if that's where you want me to go, Alex, but I'm just thinking about life expectancy. We're living a lot longer than we used to. They got all sorts of medicines out there, new stuff to keep us around. They give us new $6 million man. Many of you are $6 million men, $6 million women with the new knees, new shoulders, new hearts, new new parts. I guess those that world came alive. But the longer we live, the more we're going to burn down our cash, which is why in the financial world, Alex, thinking about life expectancy, living on the I versus the G, the I, income producing assets that will give you a nice something you can bank on the first of the month is a check shows up in your mailbox or in perhaps now automatically in your checking account. But the G, the growth equals shrinkage. Can we depend on that? And so I think life expectancy has a lot to do about your financial planning in light of my family. They died young, but what if I live to 100? Did I plan that? And so I think that's really, really critical. Matter of fact, I remember taking a test on the on FINRA and, of course, the SEC when you get your testing. And they say, what's the life expectancy? How should you plan? Now they're saying about 100, 105. So even though none of my family lived that long, that could be really, really an amazing number. Life expectancy. What happens if your spouse passes? What does your numbers look like? Did they keep the pension, not the pension? We're living a lot longer these days, and one mistake could really affect your lifestyle.
Scott McLean, McLean Tax Advisory, 609-488-4646. If you have questions, Scott can try to answer those. And we talked a lot about inflation last segment. Retirement could last 20, 30 years. What's going to happen with the inflation over that time?
Look at Venezuela. Venezuela got destroyed. If you go about inflation, it not only reduces the nest egg very rapidly, it also eats away at your current savings very rapidly. And I think what people don't understand, they do understand that, I think people now, but the younger generation, And I say my age is 60 plus, but you take a kid today that's 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. They don't understand that. They will later on in life. Great teaching tool. We spoke about one of our segments we spoke about in our radio shows is it's a great teaching tool for the kids right now, even though maybe you're fighting through it. And you think about the value of a dollar. Look at the price of these daggum cars. These used cars are more money than if you have a leased car. You know this, Alex, if you have a leased car with inflation, you're turning the car back in. They're like, they want your car. They're going to beg for you to take it back. Inflation. Inflation has a way of really hitting it. And then, of course, our last thing we just spoke about, if we're living a lot longer, it could be really disastrous. I don't know if that answers your question or not, Alex, but I think people know that for life. And that's why people need to really pay attention, as we spoke about, to the bottom line of their investments and how can they preserve them, living on the income versus the growth. And that's why I think when people, they call us all the time, ask questions, or they come in, our clients, we need to pay attention to that more and more often. And it's not like putting your finger in the dike because another one's going to pop out, another hole's going to pop out. This is not a set it and forget it, pocket opil type of deal. This is important when we talk about this area.
And Scott, look at how much your parents paid for their first house versus how much it would be for you to get a new truck today.
Yeah. I mean, we talk about unexpected things that happen a little earlier. When you're asking some questions, I'm thinking about the truck. Denise and Maggie are coming back, my wife and daughter, from Ocala, from competing in the World Equestrian Center. And they're coming back April to, I think it was 2022. They're coming back. And I think you saw some pictures where the wheel of a car from the other side of the 295 Beltway in Virginia flew off the car. They're going one way. My daughter and wife are heading north. Thank goodness my daughter was driving, slouching down in the truck, and the wheel hit the windshield and ripped off the entire roof of my 3500 Ram. Mm. Now, if you see pictures, that's unexpected. What if God took them home? Well, I know they're going to heaven. I have no doubt about that. 1 John 5:13 is real clear on that. I'm okay with that. The concern to me was the unexpected challenges. You know, that new truck, they gave me all my money back. I paid for the truck. But these new trucks, I'm going to wait. they're so expensive.
Yeah.
Frankly, the price of a truck today is the price of my first house in Ocean Gate, New Jersey, where I paid $42,500. It was a duplex. And I was just praying the tenant above us would pay their bill to help me pay my 13.5% mortgage.
Yeah.
Interest rate mortgage. So that consumer price index, keep your eye on that deal because that's a good measure of inflation.
Scott, how can we create an inflation-adjusted spending plan for our retirement?
That's a great question.
Isn't it?
If you're looking at that now, I think number one is the biggest cuss word I have ever heard when it comes to finance is the B word, the budget.
Yep.
Really, nobody, if you're making fat money, you're doing real well, you're rolling and doing and you're just doing wonder, and then all of a sudden you retire and now you're on a fixed budget. My goodness, I want the people I work with, I'd love them to do a budget 6 months before they retire and practice on that. Because if you're living, let's say, on $70,000 a year, and now you're on a fixed budget living on $40,000 a year, it's a lot of money, let alone having to turn the engine off from working, getting up at 5 in the morning and getting home at 5 at night. If those, some of you guys who work like I do, well, that engine gets turned off. A lot of things are challenging in life. So the first thing, Alex, is the budget. The second thing is, how are you pulling money out of your investments to make the difference? Which is, do you take Social Security now? Some, I get a lot of questions out of almost 570 different ways to take Social Security. Way number one versus the second way could be over $100,000 over a lifetime by choosing the wrong option. So paying attention to Social Security. And then on top of that, how do you look at this? Well, your pension options. Are you doing the pension optimization? People call us at our studios if they want. If you're having a pension, you're about to choose a pension. If you want to give a shout at our radio station about your pension options, 609-488-4646, because those pension options could really throw you off. And when you tier the pension options, when you're fighting inflation with Social Security, again, another challenge. So if you have that, I'd love to try to help anybody listening right now, 609-488-4646. We can guide you through that quagmire of just so many decisions. And then when you tier it up with your own personal IRAs or your 401ks, 403bs, along with your savings, again, it goes back to the cuss word. What was that cuss word?
Budget. Yep.
The budget. So,
nobody wants to hear
so
that.
I think, Alex, I don't mean to be so simplistic. It goes back to keeping things simple. But at this time, pay attention to the bottom line. Pay attention to the units of shares of investments you have. Pay attention to the cost of living, which you're doing that. And it's going up so rapidly, as it did in other countries. And people never thought it would. This is why it's so practical and very important to talk about it, at least on a yearly basis with your advisor. If you've got an advisor out there, hopefully he or she's bringing this up to you and not waiting for you to bring it up to them. But, you know, bring it up anywhere. They need to ask those questions. That's important.
Well, Scott, and you don't want to have those three blind mice. You're somebody. Well, not to be, you know, funny necessarily, I do realize, you know, dropping that in there, but that, heck, you're somebody who knows these different areas and you can speak to these different concerns. And so it's not just inflation. There's other things that people got to be concerned about or considering as they're looking into retirement. And I think that you have a good idea of what those different things are and how you can kind of guide someone through those different steps.
Yeah, I actually put in our if you've got our book, if you'd like to make sure you get a hold of it, I'd love to help you with that. I talk about inflation on trap number three. We spoke about that a while back, and that's page. If you got the book with you, you might want to pull it out. If you've been here, I know a lot of people have been here. We were the number seven top Amazon hit in when COVID came out. I couldn't do that. My tour. But then we spoke about in trap number five, which is really, really important. I call the three blind mice misses by miles. These are mistakes when people plan for their retirement and they really don't look over maybe history, how history can repeat itself more often than not. Could this, the time we're in right now, be the third drop? Usually in the market over 200 years of market history, there's three or more drops in a cycle. The third is the worst. We haven't had the third, and I surely don't want the third. But when we look at the cycles of time, I put on page 97. If you got the book, definitely get a hold. By the way, I don't know if I'm allowed to do this, but if they want that, we can email them a copy of these chapters, Alex, if they want. No cost, no obligation. I'll be happy to do that. Said Bonnie would be happy to do that. I'll just tell her what to do. But I think these are great historical lessons you can learn on inflation, the mouse traps, and the hidden costs that can really rob you blind. I call it mouse trap number six. The hidden costs that could rob you blind. I think that's really important. So if anybody would like to get a hold of that, I'd definitely make it available. 609-488-4646. No cost, no obligation. I'm not trying to sell anything. I want you to, as I said in every one of our workshops, I want you to be informed. And then being informed is one thing. But when you're informed, you need to do one more thing. That's called take action. But if you don't take action, it's almost like a deer in the headlights, and then you're going to end up in a wreck.
Final segment with Scott McClain coming up. That number again, 609-488-4646. If you have questions for Scott, you can also visit his website, 609-488-4646.com. All right. Well, everybody's got questions. I've got questions. You've got questions. And coming up next, Scott's going to be answering these questions. It's the mailbag segment coming up.
Scott McClain at McClain Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
Financial wisdom grown locally here on the Jersey Shore.
You think I'm an idiot?
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, brought to you by McLean Advisory Group.
As you could imagine, Scott gets questions each and every week about all things retirement, and we're going to open up some of these questions now. It's our mailbag segment, some common retirement questions. So, Scott, first off, thought this was a good one. We are seriously considering relocating now that we're a few years into retirement. Nothing is off the table, including moving abroad. Ooh la la. What are some things we should think about, Scott, when trying to decide where the heck we should go?
Well, being we just moved from Manahawkin, New Jersey, and my wife and I and daughter and family moved up to a place called Southampton, New Jersey, out to our farm. Many people know we have a farm and many horses out there in Southampton. You know, what do you think about? Number one, the expense of moving. Number two, the pain in the applesauce it is to move. And number three, are you away from the kids or not? So when I talk to people that are thinking about maybe getting a second home, maybe down south, a lot of people are talking to me now, Scott, what do you think we should do? How do we leverage our money? Where do we take the money from, Scott, to move? I've heard so many people ask these questions. If you're out there thinking about it, I'd love to speak to you, because what I've found is people are taking the money from the wrong accounts, or they're not leveraging their money. They're not perhaps borrowing money on the new house to buy, waiting for their house to sell. The market's getting a little bit softer now lately. And as we see interest rates go up, it's going to get worse. So if you're going to sell, you might want to think about it right away. But notwithstanding, there's a lot of questions to find out. Do you like the area? Maybe you should move partially. For example, last family was just here, which is just last week, which is why I'm funny. You were asking these questions. People are calling all the time these questions. They moved to, let's say, Florida. And here are these people from North Jersey moved to Florida. They're clients of ours, and they say, Scott, what do you think? I said, well, number one, leave your North Jersey attitude in New Jersey and become a Floridian. Relax. Don't ruin yourself. But notwithstanding, do you like the area? Maybe you should rent. Well, Scott, we're throwing money away. I hear all the time. We're just throwing money away if we rent. Okay. But what better would it be, Alex, to throw your money away for a year and find out you don't like it?
Yeah.
Or all of a sudden you find out maybe the kids, you know, you'll fly back and forth. It sounds good, but let me help those of you. It's a chore flying back and forth when your daughter or son finally pops out the first baby, second baby, third baby. You want to be around the kids, and all of a sudden, you want to be near the grandchildren.
Yep.
Or maybe your spouse wants to be the grandchildren more than you. Well, now you're spending a lot of money you didn't think you were going to spend. So that move could be a best move in the world, or it could be devastating. That's why I say to some people, what's holding you here? Why are you staying? Do you want to stay? Well, maybe you should rent.
Mm-hmm.
But Scott, it costs more to rent. Okay, let's say you sell your house for $300,000. You made a nice profit. Take $20,000 and go ahead and blow it. That's right, rent.
Yeah.
Because you just don't know if you don't like it. Now, if you like it, great. Number two, as the stock market is waffling right now, real estate prices are starting to contract. You can get that information anywhere. Should you wait? If you've got a big purchase, should you wait? So that is a very, Alex, that question you're asking is not a simple question. It's not a generic question for me to say, yes, move. No. Everybody's so different. Perhaps you're going through medical conditions right now, and it's hard to change doctors. Well, that would be a concern. So that's, again, another reason maybe you should rent or not rent. Are you going to work down there, making new friends? So this is really, really, could really eat into your wallet very rapidly with the bad mistake. Now, by the way, I'm not saying don't worry about making mistakes. Just add them up. You know, do a really a top-down approach, you know, the pros and cons, a side-by-side approach, and think, okay, should I move or shouldn't I move? And then where does the money come from? Do I have enough cash? Should I borrow on my house to buy a new house and then sell my house? Well, that might be an opportunity. I have purchased lots of real estate over my life. I have been really blessed to build a development here in Toms River called Todd Road Estates. I've been really blessed in the area to get involved in real estate, let alone from the my horse farm, the equestrian center we have out in Southampton, but yet in Ocala we have one. But the real question is, are we burning too much cash, not burning too much cash? This is a loaded, loaded question. I know I'm all over the map for those listening to me, but let me help you out. If you're thinking about moving, I'm excited for you. I want the best for everybody, but there's a lot of questions to ask before you pull the trigger.
Financial insanity, out-of-the-box thinking for your financial sanity. Scott McLean, McLean Advisory Group. And we have time for one more question, and this is a good one this time of year. Hearing this a lot, I'm sure. Do you help people with Medicare is the question. I've been getting a lot of mail and phone calls about it, and it's really overwhelming.
Medicare has so many questions, but Obama actually came up with a simple plan. Whether you like him or not, they came up with a simple plan. The question is, when you pick the right products, and this is where you really want to make your decisions on picking the Medicare plan. And then, of course, what plan's the best for you? Everybody's different. And then what is the best prescription plan to go? And so you can go on the website and look that up to find out what kind of medication you're taking. So it seems like an easy answer, but it's not. You could get from Gerber. Remember Gerber baby food and, of course, the Mutual of Omaha. Well, those are still plans out there. And there's some really good ones out there. People call us all the time. They want to find out what they can change to. And frankly, we're going to be building a department just for that area because people need those help. And very simple, but it's not simple. Simple is not always easy. I promise you that.
Yep. That is for sure. Well, Scott, take us home here. Final thoughts as we wrap up today's program.
You know, guys, working in this industry now, I think of the past going on 41 years now. Actually, my anniversary is March 8th, 2000. Well, this year, 2022. You've got questions. And the challenge I find in our industry is maybe you leave the questions on the shelf and you forget about them and you don't ask the questions, or maybe you forget to ask the advisor. We encourage people, when people call us, they come into our office, write your questions down, bring them in. When people meet with them, I always say, hide your checkbook, hide your wallet. You cannot do business with me. Today, let's get to understand each other. Let's see if I can be of help. Perhaps you have an advisor you've had for 10, 15, 20 years. He might or she might be the best advisor in the world just for you. But there's something out there that maybe you should just get a second opinion. I promise you, if you had that pain in your hip for a long time, you might want to get a second opinion. And if you don't want to get that surgery, maybe you get a third opinion. By putting things on the shelf, you're putting or procrastinating, pushing things away. As we started one of the shows before, we spoke about diversifying your portfolio by using alternative investments, by paying attention to your taxes, Alex, you brought up today, and by paying attention to the legal documents. Is my estate of affairs in order? I promise you, after talking to a client today, they got their power of attorney as they head out to a trip tomorrow, and they're going to be going overseas. What better advice to get? Get your ducks in a row. Get all of your stuff out to your advisor. He or she should be answering these questions. Otherwise, you're stuck in the mousetrap. That's right. You're snapped because you didn't ask these questions. Write them down. Give our studios a call, 609-488-4646. I'd love to speak to you off the air, 609-488-4646, to help guide you make the right decisions with your money, because that wrong decision could cost you tons and tons of taxes, loss of money, and worry. the economy is not right right now. So don't put this on the shelf, crossing your fingers and toes, thinking it's going to get better. I'm here to help you. 609-488-4646, McLean Advisory. Thanks for sharing your time with us.
This presentation may contain information which has undergone regulatory or other significant change since its original recording.
The information on this program is educational in nature and is not intended to be a recommendation for any specific investment product, strategy, plan, tax, or legal advice. Information presented is believed to be factual and up-to-date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice and is limited to the dissemination of general information and may not be suitable for members of the listening audience. Communications such as this are not impartial and are provided in connection with advertising and marketing for McLean Advisory Group. Prior to making any investment or financial decisions, an investor should always seek advice from a financial, insurance, legal or tax professional. McLean Advisory Group and or Scott McLean offer investment advisory and financial planning services through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
This radio show is a paid placement.